says Moshe Mishulchas Mekavshas, Mekam Yelach Avedas Mekavshas. Mekam Yelach means that only in that generation of Moshe Rabbeinu was there a din that Mishicha was Mekadesh. It doesn't mean the Hayrashah only for that generation. It doesn't mean it's the Hayrashah only for these Kalim. Let's say you'll have Kalim from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, that when the Skatshu Hayde Mishicha B'Shem Namishcha, and then for some reason or another the Kedushas Klisharis disappeared for some strange reason, and you want to be re-Mekadesh these Klisharis 500 years later, 1,000 years after Kalim from the you have Kalim from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, and you want to, and for some reason or another they lost the Kedushas Klisharis, and you want to be re-Mekadosh them again 1,000 years after Moshe Rabbeinu died. How would you be Mekadosh then? Do you say, these are Kalim Shalat HaMoshe? So you need Mishicha B'Shem and HaMishra. You say, no! For the Kalim Shalat HaMoshe, Mishicha Mekad Shasim, doesn't mean those Kalim. It means Moshe Rabbeinu. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, the way to be Mekadosh Kalim was Mishicha. But these Kalim, true, they're the same Kalim Shalat HaMoshe, but it's no longer in the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu. So now you need Avedos HaMekanchos. That is a famous Rashi, famous Rashi, wrote so much literature on it. There is a Rashi in Avodah Zarah, it's based on a base. So Rashi is talking about an incident, the Gemara is talking about an incident that occurred in the period of the Bais Rishon, way many years, centuries after Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. So the Pasuk in Novi, that the Gemara quotes, Pasuk in Novi says, Echanu v'higdashnu. We had to designate new Klisharis and we had to be Mekadosh them all over again. So the old ones, when this so, the Rashi says, how would they Mekadosh the new Kalim? Are they Mashiach B'Shem and Amish? So on the side of the page, they have to cash on Rashi. How could he say that you Mekadosh the Higdashnu, you Mekadosh the new Kalim through Mashiach B'Shem and Amish? If the Halacha says only Kalim Shalat HaMoshe and Mashiach HaMoshe Mekadosh HaMoshe, the Kam Yelach HaVidot HaMoshe, what's he talking about that you do Mashiach? But some of the Akronim say they don't see what's bad. Rashi is talking about the original Kalim that were made by Moshe Rabbeinu. And then 1,000 years later the Kedusha vanished for some reason or another. Mark gives the whole explanation why the Kedusha vanished. And then they want to be re-Mekadosh the same old Kalim. So the Kalim Shalat HaMoshe, the Halacha requires Mishichas and the Kachasam. It's not of course only the Yimei Moshe Rabbeinu. Now you are sure, in the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu, Mishichas and the Kachasam. No, the din is, exception to the rule is Kalim Shalat HaMoshe, not the main Moshe Rabbeinu. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu had died 1,000 years earlier, since this was a Kli Shalat HaMoshe, the Halacha required that Moshe Rabbeinu be Kalim Shalat HaMoshe. Yeah, that's a Chiddush. The Sakharim is saying the Rashin of it is odd, often they said the big Chiddush. The Pashtus is not like that. The Pashtus is that what it means in the Gemara is the main Moshe Rabbeinu is a Hirash Shor, that's Moshe Rabbeinu be Kalim Shalat HaMoshe. And Mikam V'yelech, after the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, even to be Mekadosh the same plea that was made by Moshe Rabbeinu, it's going to be Avedos HaMekanchos. It's not going to be Mashiach HaMekanchos. Then the Gemara comments, Einos Yimeroni Dachat El Alpi Bezna Shal Shiv Liyach. You have to have a Bezna Bo. So the Gemara has a tradition, you can either make one or two Ayoret HaMidochot, you can't make three. If you have a drasha achas, achas prat v'sholosh. How do you know achas prat v'sholosh? Maybe achas prat v'shtayim? No, it can't be, because it's the achas orecho. Orecho is in the plural. Arishtayim amur. So you see that you do, you may establish two ayorot hanidochai. So when you darshan achas, it must be achas prat v'sholosh. What does it mean, achas prat? So the Maharsho points out in commenting on the tesis, that the tesis that on the side, they refer you to the Maharsho. He said the Marshal, Moichek Zer, the Marshal crosses out the two words, the Pamachas and the bottom tesis, and they tell you, I am Marshal. The Marshal just explains Pashuk Shat in the Gemara, that from the Braita, from the Sifre, that the Gemara quotes, it would appear, you can make one Erani Dachas, that's one thing. You can make a second Erani Dachas, that's different from one Erani Dachas, that's a separate thing. You can't make three. You can't make three. So now Taisus is going to go into the details. What do you mean? You can make one as one halacha, you can make two, but they have to be different from each other. They can't be two that are very similar. So what does that mean? They have to be separate, they have to be dissimilar. So the Gemara has a machlokes amoraim. What do you mean you can't make three ayaros hanidachos? It means in the history of the world, you can't make more than two ayaros hanidachos. So it means any one given bezna aro cannot declare more than two. But in the history of the world, every Bez Magor can make two ayores and a dachas. Then you have a big turnover of the Bez Magor. You can have many ayores and a dachas. The whole thing is lo hayva lo yasa diya. The verse is later, the whole ayore and a dachas is so far-fetched. You have a whole city in Arizona, nobody even has one mezuzah. The inside religion says they are. I can't believe it. They only have one mezuzah. The Gemara says you have one mezuzah, so there's no din in any dachas. The Gemara says the same is true regarding Ben Tzora Mare and by Samanuga, the conditions are so far-fetched that it's never going to happen in the world. So there are different Tanoim who had such traditions. One time says there never was and never will be a Midachas. One says there never was and never will be a Ben Tzora Mare. One says there never was and never will be a Bayis HaMenuga. So why was it written in the Chumash? And the Gemara says, Josh HaKalbuk. So here the Gemara has a Machlekes Samaroi. When you say that you cannot make three Ayores HaMenuga, means in the history of the world you can never make three, you can only have two, some total. That means any one given Bez cannot declare more than two cities as Ayor HaNidah. The Taisus says like this. Here you say that it's a din in the history of the world. You can't make more than two. You can't have three. Even the two that may be made have to be separated. Any one given Bez, you can only declare one here in Nidah. So the Pasuk says, Tisishma ba'acha or recha. There's a din achas v'lo shtayim. And then there's a recha. A recha teaches you shtayim v'lo shalosh. So we say, if you say it's a din in the history of the world, you can never have three. But two you may have, so the two have to be the same bezin achim. One bezin can declare one city on Nidachas, a different bezin should declare a different city on Nidachas. It wouldn't allow, you wouldn't permit one bezin to declare two ayores on Nidachas. Yeah, what happens if you learn not so? What happens if you learn Shtayim Eloi Sholosh doesn't go in the whole history of the world? Shtayim Eloi Sholosh goes on any one given bezin agadol. One bezin agadol only has the right to make two ayores on Nidachas, but he can't make three. If you have different Bez Nagadol, they can make another two. Each Bez Nagadol can make two. So you can't say, Achat Velo Shtayim, means you've got to have a separate Bez Nagadol. And then Tzai says, okay, then we'll be forced into interpreting Achat Velo Shtayim if it's Bishnei Mekayimah. If we allow Shtayim, but only if it's Bishnei Mekayimah. The Mokam Echad not. Which are the Mekayimahs? The Mekayimahs of Yehuda Begolo. They're basically a different section of Eretz Yisrael. And the Mishnah mentions the din very strange. All the dinim are very dachas at the end of this mesichta. Why they have at this one of the dinim, I understand. You want to say that you need a bezin, so shiniyach, but why they get involved in front of some of the nitty gritty details of very dachas if this is not really where it belongs? All the halachas are going to come later. So the Mishnah is very strange. And the Mishnah has a din. You're not allowed to burn down a whole city as a very dachas if it's al hashba. He knows him in his dachas mitzvah. It is more close to Brisa that the reason for this is Shalei Achriv, Shalei Ishmu Nachrim, the Achrivo is Eretz Yisrael. So Murray asks such a question, what do you have to give a whole rationale? Why don't you just say Nikirbecho? Nikirbecho Amach Mona Prasla Allah Svar. That's in the middle of the Yishu. So Murray says, oh, this depends on the Machlekes of Shimon and the Rabbanon, whether Darshin and Taimed Ikro. But the simple reading of the Gemara doesn't make any sense. It sounds like the only one who allows you to philosophize on the Tamiya Mitzvah to suggest a possible explanation for a din is Reb Shimon and Chachamim don't allow. So how do we paskin? We don't paskin like Reb Shimon. The original Machlokes of Shimon and the Rabbanim is by Lashdakol Begin Almana. It appears in the second parak. It appears in the second parak in Sanhedrin Dav Kof Aleph from Aleph after the Mishnah. Gemara quotes the Mishnah from Bar Mitzvah, Tuf says well. The Pasuk says, L'sachol begin almona. You're not allowed to take some clothing of an almona as a mashkin for a chol. So there's a machlekes of Shimon Rabbanan. What if she's an almona ashira? Maybe the whole reason for the L'sachol begin almona is after Masir Shem Rabbishkin itself. It only makes sense that she's an almona. Aniyah, you're going to have to keep on giving back Tuf Yom Bayom and Tuf Laila Balaila. Well, she has 1,000 dresses in her wardrobe. You're not going to have to give back, so it won't be any issue of Masir Shem Rabbishkin itself. But the whole reason for the mitzvah doesn't apply. Shimon's opinion is that the whole mitzvah doesn't apply. That Almano Ashira is Mimashkin Emos. And we talk like Rabbi Yehuda that Echad Almano Ashira, Echad Almano Aniya ain't Mimashkin Emos. That's Loi Dashin and Tanya Dikro. So what exactly is this Machlokes of Shimon and the Rabbana, whether Dashin and Tanya Dikro? That the Mishasino on the mitzvah of Yemeni Daka refers you to a Tosis in Perak HaNizokim. Matzechus points out, Machlekes Dashin and Tam Nikro, Loi Dashin and Tam Nikro is only where the Nafkamina la Halacha. Like over here, is it mamashkin and begin al mona ashir or in mamashkin and begin al mona ashir? So that's the machlokes, it's halacha lemaisa between Pshim and Rabbah. But just to give tami hamitzvahs that everybody does, the Gemara says in Baba Tanna, why did the Torah treat the ganes more strictly than the gazman? The Gemara gives a whole explanation. But the Gemara says, takam chamisha bar kisham tachas ashur, yarbaton tachas hasir. The Gemara gives a beautiful explanation. The Gemara gives explanations for many of the dina hasir. So Tosfos points out in Gittin, the Torah comes up, and that's not in violation of Noid Hashin and Tami Nikro. Noid Hashin and Tami Nikro only applies when there's an afkinin ala halachim. The Rav Shimon holds that the time of the Nikro can regulate the application of the mitzvah. Whenever the reason for the mitzvah doesn't apply, then the whole mitzvah doesn't apply. And the Rabbanim say, no, that's Noid Hashin and Tami Nikro. You have no right to say that the mitzvah of the Torah should be regulated in accordance with the explanation for the time of mitzvah that you think is correct. That's the machlokes hatana. So that's why we don't really understand our Gemara. Our Gemara says like this. The Mishnah says, Einos im reni dachas disvar, doesn't give any explanation. The Gemara gives no explanation why Einos im reni dachas disvar, why? Shem yavoy nachem yachrivu es Eretz Yisrael. 3 lines at the bottom. Shem yavoy nachem yachrivu es Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, Gemara is bothered with this lashon ha'tosefta. Why they give the reason? Gemara says the tosefta goes like Rav Shimon. So the Hasinah says, what do you mean the tosefta goes like Rav Shimon? There is no difference halacha l'maaseh. The only time it's a machlokes Rav Shimon Rabbanon is when there's going to be a difference halacha l'maaseh. Do you treat the time of the krua, the reason for the din, is if it works when the midrash ha'tor nedreshes them, to regulate the application of the din? Or do you say, no, it's not a drasha. It's not when the midrash ha'tor nedreshes them. But all the Tanaim agree that you should try to give the reason for the mitzvah. But what's so bad if the Baraita says, you know, it's in my time, Hashem Yishanach, I believe the Eretz Yisrael, it's a beautiful reason. Everybody agrees that you have a right to say that. That line in the Baraita doesn't necessarily indicate that it's a leader of Shin. Everyone would agree that he is Adarab. It's a chelik of the mitzvah, Talmud Torah, to learn all the dinim, to learn what more or less they call the religious principle the dinim are trying to tell us. The Torah is trying to tell us. You have to try to protect Eretz Yisrael and the Jewish control. It's more important to preserve the Yishuv and Eretz Yisrael, preserve the Medina, than to burn down the homes of the Avdei Avodah Zarah, to make a holy war against the Avdei Avodah Zarah. Baruch Shalom wants more that you should protect the Medina Yisrael, and you should burn down the homes of the Mechalei of the Avdei Avodah Zarah. That's what the Chassidus says. This Gemara is problematic. Adarabba, the Rambam is Yichud. The Rambam usually passes against Reb Shimon. If you look at Chassidus from an hour, he passes like Reb Yehuda. But Loi Dashin and Time of the Cross. Bein Amir, Bein Ashira, Ein Mashkin and Ma'israel, like Reb Yehuda against Reb Shimon. Here they have to steal on the Rambam. On Tezayin of the Day. 3 lines from the bottom. Shem Yishmon Dachu Yachrivo, Teretz Yisrael. And the Rambam passes that this is the din and this is the reason. So that's the kasha. Why does the Rambam write the reason if we pass the Loi Lashin and Tami? So the Min Hasunah says, Mokhaira, the Rambam is good in the Gemara today. Because there's no Nafkinin ala Allah over here. Whenever there's no Nafkinin, everybody says you should try to give suggestions to understand Tami. That's a problem. Sometimes there would be enough communities living here. Okay. So then it's by Tishrei, the Rambam. Why the Rambam gave the reason? Shouldn't have given the reason. We should have just said Tachok. That's it. The problem. How does the Rambam stem with the Gemara? Mentioned when we were learning this din kol akerem shasam oishem mishichosam kachosam mikam yelach avidosam mikam chosam. In the days of the Chashmonoim, it says in the Mishnayis they had to make a new mizbeach, and we all know the same story, they had to make a new menorah. So when you make a new mizbeach and you make a new menorah, so the old one is no good, how are you mechanech the new one? So it says hey mechanech the menorah elu ba'avlok ha'tamir is ben abayim. And how are you mechanech a new mizbeach? So it says, why so? Because this is, you have to start from the beginning of the Sefer HaVarim. You can't jump in the middle. Let's say you'll build a Mizbeach in the afternoon, the first carbon you bring will be the Tom Shal Ben Abayim. No, Tom Shal Ben Abayim is the last in the series. First comes Tom Shal Shachar, then come all the Korban Hashayom, then comes the last thing, is the Tom Shal Ben Abayim. The Halacha says, Ein Chanchan and Tom Yisbeach, Elo Min HaHadfola. And the same thing, let's say, the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Mizbeach HaKtori. There's also a series of Abayim that are done. First you bring the Ktoris in the morning, then you bring the Ktoris in the afternoon, so you have to start the Chino from the Hatzolah to Avoyda, not from the middle of the Seder Avoyda. So the Kelim, Mikan Lielach, the Kelim gain their Avoydosa Mechan Chosam. The Mechanach is going to be the Avoyda from the beginning. Yeah. So when exactly did they first light Neiris Chanukah? So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Chanukah that the soldiers won the war on Chofei Kislev, and then they entered into the Beit HaMikdash, and then they lit the menorah that day. Lit the menorah that day, but that's Leil Chavot. What did we make a zecher l'hadlachas HaMenorah? Leil Chavei, we're going to begin on Leil Chavot. So the Minsk Gadol writes in his commentary, his paper is called Or Gadol. Minsk Gadol's paper. It's called, his name is Perlman. Perlman. So they have some of the Kiddushim printed on the side of the big Mishnah. Your Gadol on the Mishnah, he points out this problem in the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Hashmonaim won the war on Chofei Kislev, and right away they lit the menorah. But right away it's Leil Chavot. So why do we light the menorah Leil Chofei? Not Leil Chavot. They say, that's the Rambam Lishitosa. The Rambam has another sling of himself and an unusual opinion that nobody agrees with him. In the long Shulchan Aruch, where the Rambam disagrees with him, the Rambam says that just like you do Torah twice a day, and then from Chaditim, twice a day. You madlik the menorah in the morning, and then you madlik the menorah bein abayim in the evening as well. So the Rambam Lishitasa, he holds that there was a halacha bayom, so they made the new menorah, and they won the war on Chofei, they made the menorah, and they lit it on Chofei, and then the second halacha was Leil Chavot. Since there was a halacha on Chofei, We, the Chachamim, are in the Tzakim for us, Adlaka, by Yom, or by Laila. Since the Hashmonaim fulfilled the mitzvah of Adlaka Chaminara on Yom Chatei, so that's why the Chachamim are in the Tzakim we should do on Yom Chatei also. This is a problem, everybody has. It's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ein Mechanchan Chaminara, Ela Ba'adlaka Beinu Abayim. Even if you all like the Rambam already, the Tver Rambam, that you light the menorah twice a day, every day, that's the meaning in many shuls. Magen Avraham quotes many shulchans that they light the menorah not only in Yisroel and Tamar, they light the menorah in the morning. Zecher l'Mikdash according to the Rambam's opinion, according to Rav Arishayim, this never took place in the Mikdash. They never lit the Neiris in the morning. Only lit Neiris in the evening. According to the Rambam, that's the meaning in many shuls that they light the menorah in shul in the morning as well. So the Argadol says that's the Teretz and the Rambam. Rambam is Mishitasa. This is very difficult. It's not the Rambam Mishitasa. The Rambam also quotes the Mishnah Menorah, Ein Mechanchan Samdara Ela Ba'adlaka Bein Abayim. Why is that so? Why is Ein Mechanchan Samdara Ela Ba'adlaka Bein Abayim? Because you have to be Mechanech, all of the Kisharei, from the Avodah, from the beginning. If you have the Mizbeach HaPnimi, you have the Mizbeach HaChitzon, you have to start from the Tomash Shel Shachar. You can't start from the Mizbeach. You can't start from the Tomash Shel Bein Abayim. You have to start from the beginning of the Seder Avodah. The beginning of the Seder is the Tomash Shel Shachar. But the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the beginning of the Seder of Ktoris, you drink Ktoris half in the morning, half in the evening. So the beginning is in the morning, not the evening. Make a Mizbeach HaKtoris in the afternoon, you want to be Mechanech, you have to wait until tomorrow morning. You can't bring the Ktoris Shal Bein Abayim before first bringing the Ktoris Shal Shachar. So the same is really running Menorah. The Seder or Avodah of Hadlokas HaMenorah has to start from the evening, not from the morning. The Dafke Liyam has to start from the evening. You know, the Rambam also will hold that you do Adlaka in the morning, that's only if you first did Adlaka at night before. You just do Adlaka the night before, you don't start in the morning on a brand new Kishore. So that's a problem. Because the Mitzvah Gadol quotes, I think, the Meiri. The Masechah Shabbos writes, the Hashmonaim were victorious in battle on the 24th. They won the war on the 24th. And then Leil Chofei, they were free to go in and make a new menorah, to be marvelous in the menorah. But if you say like the Rambam, they won the battle on Yom Chofei, they made the menorah on Chofei in the morning, and then they lit it in the morning. So what do we make as Zecher? You can't light the menorah in the morning. You have to be mechanech adafke by the halakha of Shal Bein Abayim. That's the problem. Then the Gemara says in Shabbos, the Gemara quotes the Brisa from Gila Sinus, where the writer says there was only one container of oil, that was Tohar, that was Munafuk, and there was only enough to burn one night, and they used that, and it was a miracle occurred in birth all 8 nights. So the Yeshua, and that Gemara quotes a famous kasha from the Chacham Tzvi. Why was it necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do the miracle this law? It's instead that Hadlat HaMana is like a carbon that Zeche Tumah. How do you know which Kabbalahs are Zeche Tumah, which are not? So the Gemara said, and you're based on the base, Tumah Hucha Betzibah. If it's a carbon Tzibah, you can bring the Tumah. If it's carbon Yochid, you can't bring the Tumah. The Taisha said, on that Gemara, as the Ramas Pasha, Tumah Hucha Betzibah, Eina Dabatala Betzibah. It's not a function of Tzibah versus Yochid. Rather, it depends whether it's Mana Kavua, Arain Mana Kavua. Any mitzvah in the Beit HaMikdash, any carbon. And Mana Kavua is Zeche Shabbos and Zeche Tumah. So the same is true regarding Halakha Kamenaru. You have to be Mavlik the Menorah every single day. If you're going to miss a day, you'll miss a mitzvah. When you'll be Mavlik tomorrow, that'll be tomorrow's mitzvah. You can't do Tashlom tomorrow for yesterday's mitzvah. Each day, of a Yom HaBakum Kavana. If you don't be Mavlik the Menorah today, you will walk to today's mitzvah. You'll burn the Menorah tomorrow, that'll be tomorrow's mitzvah. That won't be yesterday's mitzvah. So that was the kasha of the Chacham Tzvi. Hadlaka Samanera is an avodah, just like Haftorah. And it has to be done after every single day. And if they don't burn the Shem and the Menorah one day, so they miss. But they'll burn tomorrow the Menorah, that's going to be tomorrow's mitzvah. It won't be a tashlum until yesterday. If somebody was Mahal Shabbos to show you, and has to bring a chatos to the Beit HaMikdash, there was nothing that requires, they have to bring it today. He has a whole lifetime ahead of him. They're going to bring it next week. Don't bring it in the state of Tumah. Wait till everybody's Tohar and then bring it. But here, the Hadlaka Samanera is of a Yom HaBakum Kavana. If you don't burn the Menorah, so you forfeit the mitzvah. That's the Yeshua quotes that famous kasha from the Chacham Tzvi. What was the need for the whole miracle? Even if it would only be Shem and Tumah, they'd still be able to be Mavlik, because it's a carpenter's Mana Tumah. That's what we suggested. A carpenter's Mana Tumah is only Nitzan Lehayomer. If you already have a menorah that has a Kedushas menorah on it, then you're obligated to be Mavlik Shemen in the menorah. Here, they had to be Mechanech a new menorah. The old menorah was not acceptable. The old mizbeach was not, they weren't allowed to use the old mizbeach. Because it says in the Mishnah that they would use for Avodah Zarah purposes. So they had to make a new mizbeach, they had to make a new menorah. So when they made the brand new menorah, it didn't yet have Avodah Zarah and Chankasa. Kozman that it's not Nitzchanech, there's no mitzvah to be matlik on the menorah. After it will be, let's say, Kol HaKerem Shas HaMarah Shemishinchas HaMishashah. Before they did the Mishinchah, there's not yet an obligation to be matlik the menorah. After they did the Mashiach, then there's an obligation. Then you have a Kedushas Menorah. Then you have an obligation to be Mavrik the Menorah. In the days of the Chash Menorah, it wasn't going to be any longer. The Shichas and the Kachas was going to be Abedot and the Chankas. Because man, they didn't do the first Hadlaka in the Menorah, it doesn't have the full status of a Menorah. It's only Kedushas Domim. It doesn't have the status of a Kedushas Pleisharis yet. So you can't say that that's Manasovua. That's not called Manasovua. There is a mitzvah to make a menorah, to make all the kelim in the Beit HaMikdash as soon as possible, at the earliest available opportunity. But you can't call that Mana Kavua to the extent that Ova Yom HaBakum Kavana. That's not. So we mentioned that maybe that's the pshat, that's one of the many answers that's given to that kasha of the Chacham Tzvi. Why did the Baruch Shalom have to make a nef? Even if they wouldn't have any Shem and Tohar at all, they'd be able to be mavlik the Shem and Tohar. But one of the answers that Daz came to Baal HaTzai and gives Nachum is, they say, yes, Tumas Mutab Sibur, that's only once you already have a menorah, once you already have a mizbeach, once you have all the kelim, and they're functional already, so then you can bring karbonis to Tumas. But if it's the first time that being mekadesh the kli is going to be through avedosam achankasam, that's going to be through an avodah shel Tumas, that's not acceptable. That makes very good sense, what he's talking about. Because the only time it's mutab to bring karbonis in the state of Tumas is, if it's Mana Kavua, Mana Kavua means if I don't do the mitzvah today, Abba Yom HaBakum Kavana, I won't be able to do the mitzvah tomorrow. But here, you're not yet obligated to perform the mitzvah of Hadlaka Samnera until you're Mechanech at first. The mitzvah to be Mechanech the Menorah doesn't necessarily have to be today. It's the first available opportunity. So you can wait till a week later, so you get Shem and Tohar, and then do it. So that's why perhaps that's the reason why the Gemara assumes that there was a need for a miracle. There was enough oil for the first day. For the first day they brought the Tahara, then it should go out. There was still no need for that. then the mayor should have gone out at the end of the night. Then the next day you already have a bona fide menorah that's Scottish and Moscana from somewhere. But then it is Monaco worth, and then they should have been able to bring the tumor. He's still asking, why was there a need for an end? Why was there a need for an end? That there was one pot shemen that was good enough for one day, that one hadlakha would do the tinoch ha-menorah, and then the rest of the hadlakha will be a chiyuv. So the chiyuv can be, that is Monaco worth. Yeah, that's a good point. But he's still going to have to answer something. So someone else, you said something?
You had
oil that created a lot of oil by the top, yeah. Yeah. Right. So, but the chinuch didn't need a nace. It wasn't a shem and tohor for one day. So they should have done the first. They should have done the first hadlok of the Sahara, which they did. To be mechana for the menorah. Once it's mechana, then you have a mitzvah. Then you really have an obligation to bring every day. And then the rest they can bring the tumah. So you're saying it's still a kasha. Why did they need a menorah? They needed shem and tohor. I answered a different question. I didn't answer a question why they need oil shem and tohor for all they say. I answered a different question. Why did they need any shem and tohor at all, even for the first day? Why was it necessary that anything should be stored? They could have used shem and tohor from the outset. So the answer is no. That's what the Das Kain Bala says is no. But the Chanukah Samanura has to be shem and tohor, because the only time you say tumah is mutar, b'tzibah, kuyah, lutra, or whatever it's going to be, is only if it's the carbon says mana kavua. How can you speak about mana kavua if you don't yet have to kiyush Samanura? But then the Hanami, they really, after the first hadlaka was done, the tar, they were really speaking shizu. There was no need for shem and tohor for the context of hadlaka. That's what the Yeshua asked Akasha, and of course Akasha from the Chacham Tzvi's too. He says, the Baruch Hu wanted to show Chibosam Shor Yisrael, that he loved the Jewish people, and certainly preferable to bring all the Kabbalahs in the state of Tahara, as opposed to bringing in the state of Tumah. The Baruch Hu made a miracle to show how much he loves the nation. Okay. I apologize that I don't think I'll be able to have a Chanukah Chagigah. Every night this taken with something else. But tomorrow morning is the scene at 9:30. I'm not going to be here. I'm going to one of the boys' wedding out of town. But someone else is going to be here to administer the scene. And we have the intercession. What are we going to do? We're going to continue. I think we should just continue from Daf Yudzayinim and Aleph. Go straight. Their comparison is very fascinating. And third pick, you get back into real Chavisha Mishpah. How to run a Dintara, which Greg must talk later, if not. Okay, so think about it. I think my brother is going to go straight.